into the early days of Willow Creek. There is a better way. A new way of filling the squares. If it weren't for a little girl named Shauna, who stole my heart the day she was born, I might still be putting together my schedule based on urgencies and other people's expectations. But one night in the early days of our church, when Shauna was just 3 years old, she followed me to the door as I was heading out for yet another meeting. As I bent down to kiss her goodbye, she looked up at me with her bright blue eyes and asked me a question, not out of anger, but out of sheer curiosity. "Daddy, are you going to be gone again tonight?" Gone again tonight? With those few simple words, my approach to scheduling came crashing down. I felt a tension growing inside me as I drove to the church, and I began asking myself, why exactly am I gone again tonight? Well, the answer was simple. Tonight's meeting was on my schedule, just like last night's meeting and tomorrow night's meeting. They must be important meetings or they wouldn't have made it onto my calendar, right? And then, if you can believe it, for the first time in my life, it hit me. What if my weekly schedule also included my non-work responsibilities? For me, this idea was groundbreaking. How holistic could, or should, my schedule be? Must it only contain work stuff and logistical stuff, or should it be more comprehensive? As I pulled into the parking lot at Willow, I asked myself, am I looking at this from the right perspective or not? And then came the clincher. How much do I involve God and prayer and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit when I put together my schedule? Am I just trying to crank out more work and cram more activity into the same number of hours each day? I thought back to that lunch I'd had with my mentor several years earlier, and I remembered the question I'd written on a piece of paper that day. What would my schedule look like if God were in charge of it? The next morning, I went to a coffee shop with a sharp pencil and a fresh piece of paper in hand, and Shauna's innocent question seared onto my heart. I wrote a new question. What investment of time will it take for me to be a great dad to that precious little girl? For me, this particular question was steeped in personal pain. I grew up with a largely absent father. I knew firsthand what it felt like to have my dad gone night after night. I knew he loved my siblings and me, but to be honest, his business priorities drove his schedule. Shauna deserved better. My son, Todd, who was just a baby at the time, deserved better. So I asked, what investment of my time will it take to be not an average?